Hi, friend. My name is Amy Joy, and this is the Make Prayer Beautiful podcast. Andy Mason with Heaven in Business tells this story about when they were a ministry based in Redding, California. They had an office space that was in a location, and you could search for it and put a pin in it. And he said there was a day that he was searching for some reason and realized, oh, there is also a witchcraft supply store at my same address. And he went and looked, and sure enough, in this large building that he was renting a portion of, there were additional places, different businesses, water bottling supplies, and then there was also this witchcraft supply store that sold things like bat blood and other, you know, just dark things that really ought not to be sold. And so he contacted his friend who was the owner of this facility. I think the man was a Presbyterian. I think my dad talked to him at one point, a lovely person, and he confirmed, yes, this is actually a particular business that, and the water bottling actually was part of what they were doing. Maybe that was the original understanding, and then they just have this additional business on the side. And so what do you do? You're having a business in the same space as a witchcraft supplies place. And so the staff said, you know what, let's stand outside and take communion as a staff, and then we'll just walk around the building 7 times and pray a blessing. And this, I mean, this still blows my mind. So they did that. You know, Jesus, this lesbian couple, you created them. They are image bearers of God. We want them to be blessed, to be the full expression of who you want them to be. We ask that you would not necessarily bless the witchcraft business, obviously, but that you would bless them. Bless them, Lord. You tell us to bless our enemies, not curse them. And they're really facing in the wrong direction. But Lord, you can do miracles. You can do mighty exploits. Do it in this situation. Bless them, Lord. So within about 2 weeks, I don't know if they were chatting with the women or if the owner called back. But basically he said, or somehow they found out, the witchcraft supplies business had gone to nothing, like zero sales in 2 weeks. And originally you think there's like a, yes, do not sell bat's blood anymore. That's yucky. But you also think like these are people, that was part of their livelihood. And so what Andy said as he's telling the story is that God isn't only a God who takes away, he's also a God who gives increase. And so they had gotten a multi-million dollar contract, I think, for their water bottling side of their business. And so they're like, why don't we close down this witchcraft stuff and just focus on the water bottling? And so financially, they're actually thriving more effectively. And so that blessing, it actually did create this, I mean, it blessed them. It's a blessing for them in their spirits not to be dabbling or not to be expanding the dark side. And yet financially, they weren't actually at a loss. And so, Lord, I just thank you for this report. I know that this happened a few years ago. I had just forgotten this story, but just thinking about it again, that sense that the Lord doesn't only take away, but he also adds. Wow, Lord, you are good. Thank you. So we ask that you would bless, that you would bless your people. Lord, we love you. Amen.